towards global peace. We often talk of peace in the context of war. But this is a very narrow and restricted notion of peace. Peace is deeply linked with the entirety of human life. Peace is a complete ideology in itself. Peace is the only religion for both man and the universe. It is the master key that opens the doors to every success. Peace creates a favorable atmosphere for success in every endeavor. Without peace, no positive action, small or big, is possible. Better home, better society. According to a narration attributed to Aisha, Prophet Muhammad said, "The best among you are those who are best to their families, and I am the best among you to my family." Sunan at-Tirmidhi. Families are fundamental units of society, collectively shaping its fabric. If families are in good order, society will follow suit. Conversely, if families sink into a low moral state, society cannot prosper. Every person is born into a family, where he experiences his first lessons about home, family, and society. Therefore, to improve society, we must improve the quality of family members. There are two forms of education, formal and informal. Formal education equips individuals with skills for employment, whereas informal education focuses on fostering better individuals for society. Schools and colleges represent formal educational institutions, while families are informal educational establishments. Everyone experiences both positive and negative aspects. In a family, however, all these experiences remain confined within the boundaries of the home. Within the house, individuals, regardless of gender, learn the importance of alleviating the distress of family members and wholeheartedly acknowledging the benefits bestowed upon them. Those who receive such upbringing within their homes will likely exhibit similar societal behavior. They will actively promote goodness, overlook unfavorable situations, and sincerely appreciate positive attributes in others. These individuals exemplify the highest moral character and contribute to the betterment of society. Families and homes are schools of informal education. Preparing the next generation is a mother's responsibility. The human generation is like a flowing river, where the water is continually replaced. In human beings, too, the new replaces the old. And a mother plays a crucial role in preparing this new generation. The responsibility of supplying good human beings to every generation devolves upon her. If a mother understands her responsibility and prepares herself to fulfill this role, she can play a pivotal role in not only shaping the lives of her children on spiritual lines, but in turn, she will be able to shape society on positive lines. Women play a pivotal role in shaping the character of individuals in a family. If mothers can develop goodness and high moral character in their children, they can contribute to the construction of a positive and congenial contribution to society. It is indeed true, better home, better society. A woman approached Prophet Muhammad and asked, "O Messenger of God, men seem to have more opportunities to earn rewards in the hereafter. What about us women?" The Prophet responded, "Convey this to the women you meet. Living with your husband righteously and obediently is equivalent to all the virtuous deeds performed by men." Musnad al-Bazar. In modern times, home management is considered inferior to work outside the house. From the above hadith, we can see that Islam gives the same honor to both, as both are equally important. The home serves as a natural training ground for individuals. If one displays good character within the limited circle of the house, one can exhibit good character within the wider circle of society. The upbringing within the home is of utmost importance. The Prophet said, "The best among you is the one who is best to his family members." Sunan Ibn Majah. This implies that someone who treats his family members well will also excel in interactions with others outside the family. The home serves as a natural training ground for individuals. Interactions within the home occur within a confined sphere, whereas in society, interactions occur on a broader scale. Therefore, displaying good character within the limited circle of the house will translate into exhibiting good character within the wider circle of society. Good training within the home enables individuals to become better human beings in a broader context. There is a story of a family from Hyderabad. It was a religious family in the traditional sense. However, religion was not the topic of discussion in their home. All of their discussions centered around complaints, as is the case in most homes. Then, a senior religious cleric advised the head of the family to initiate the process of homeschooling in his family so that the complaining mindset could be changed on positive lines. Homeschooling is the practice of educating children at home on informal lines. I advised him to learn English with his wife and children and read books on positive thinking. They assiduously followed this method. He described his situation to me over the phone a few days later. He said everyone's life in his house had become meaningful. Everyone in the family, parents and children, was beginning to understand their role. This was not the case before. He shared an experience in this regard, saying he wanted to read an Urdu book in English, so he asked his children to translate it. The subject of the book was God's creation plan. The children translated the book with total devotion and earnestness. This is how the father got the English translation, and the children learned about God's creation plan. His wife said she had not encountered any home where children understood their role. She also said parents complain that their children do not listen to them. But with this new beginning, a new trend helped their children understand their positive role. Now, the atmosphere of negative talk and complaining in their house has become a thing of the past. Instead, topics related to positive thinking and God realization are being discussed. Thus, the atmosphere of the home has changed completely. The children have adjusted to the new environment. In this way, their knowledge increases, and they develop constructive and positive thinking. This exemplifies an extension of this verse of the Quran. Set aside for your people some houses in the city and turn them into places of worship, and be constant in prayer. 1087. Families and homes are schools of informal education. Preparing the next generation is a mother's responsibility. The human generation is like a flowing river, where the water is continually replaced. It is God who sends down water from the sky. Quran, 16 hours 65 minutes,